Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. It's our Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Nickel State Coaches Show. Thibodaux Regional Health Systems is the official health care provider for Nickel State Athletics. We have on with us the head football coach of the Colonels, Tommy Rybacki. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, Mike, thank you for having me.
Coach, I'm so disgusted after, I watch LSU, Ole Miss. Then I get you guys on. It's 7-7. And you would figure the first damn play I see on that deal is the pick six. Oh. I'm like, I can't believe it. I saw the running back sort of fell, and it really made it look like a bad pass. But the running back actually did fall. That's who he was going for. But, Coach, that seemed to be really – turned the tide of that football game, that pick six.
Yes, without a doubt. And, they started with the ball to begin the second half, and we were able to get a stop defensively, 7-7. We got the ball. And we had been moving it throughout the first half on offense, so able to get some things going. Same play that the running back had scored on earlier on a long run. And, man, right as the quarterback lets the ball go, he trips over the lineman and falls down and falls right into the linebacker's hand. So, yes, very deflating at that point. Had to, shake back and keep it going. So,
Tommy, what occurred where I'm looking where Eastern Kentucky didn't allow a drive of more than 20 yards in the second half until that last possession. What adjustments they made maybe that y'all were not having success being able to have, drives to try and keep pace and with the final score? What were they doing?
Yeah, credit to them, of course, for being able to get some stops. I really think a good bit of it, though, is some self-inflicted things. We talked about the pick six. It came after, a play where we had grounded the ball on an RPO unnecessarily. We got a first down on the first play. We ground the ball on the second play, so that backs us up. And then we throw the pick six, another drive where we get a first down, maybe two, and then we have the fumble. And so some of these things are self-inflicted. And then, of course, some of them, credit to them, they were able to get some stops at some critical times.
Coach, I think all the time, you've got to – people say, well, the quarterback you have, he's got a lot of experience. No, he's been to a lot of places. He don't have a lot of experience. The one thing that could really help the quarterback out a lot, and we even talk about it here with the Saints and certainly with LSU, is the ability to run the football consistently. I think that's something that has to get better in your attack to not only kind of keep your defense off the field. It is a wear-down approach for the opposing team, but it also sort of calms the nerves of a quarterback, too, that he doesn't have to throw the football 30, 35 times in a game to win it.
Boy, there is no question at all that is the formula right there. You got to be able to be in advantage down in distances. That's with running the football. You have to be able to do it, and we have to get better at that and stay out of those known passing situations where, not only does the quarterback have to make the right play and the right read and the good throw, but he also has to identify the look, and now the defense has their ears pinned back and rushing the passer, and it makes it all those things more complicated when you can't run the football consistently.
Now, Tommy, when you look at – you probably say, like, oh, this could be good deal. Obviously, on the road, and you want to, you know, jump on an opponent quick and not, you know, going against that home field advantage like you had at Eastern Kentucky for them. But all of a sudden, a 60-yard touchdown pass from Deuce Hogan to Brock, third play of the game, but then you didn't score again. I bet you thought, okay, after you scored, this is not the end of all scoring. I mean, you had to think, well, bam, it was like, we hit them like lightning, and then it didn't quite go your way after that.
Yeah, three plays in, right, and you score from distance, and that's so big to have the explosive play and be able to score from far out. And then, you know, even later, you know, we hit a couple plays. We're down in the red zone again, too. And so we definitely have to be able to capitalize on those opportunities to score points. And we had great field position throughout the first half, and we're unable to put another scoring drive together, which is disappointing. And, you know, we have to look hard at why that's not happening, and we are doing that.
Coach, the big man in the middle on defense, Loveless, I saw him walk off the field and looked like he was banged up. What kind of give us a little injury update on the big man himself?
Yes, day-to-day is what I would call it. You know, and he's not one that ever really winces, and to see him wince, I mean, you knew something significant had happened. So we got him into the doctors today. They're looking at him and seeing if we can put a plan together to get him back out there. But it's going to be a day-to-day situation for us.
Well, you got to play up against a young man that one day he's going to play in the NFL real quick in Ward. I covered his older brother, Jay Ward, when he was at LSU. Now he's in the National Football League. But man, that Ward kid can play for Eastern Kentucky in that secondary.
Yeah, there's no doubt. All over the field, really, really good player. Very impressive.
Now, you know, Tommy, well, what are you selling to the team? Not selling, but how are you motivating? Okay, now we can take care of our destiny, the season starting, conference play. Is that the message this week? And how are you going about doing that? I know, you know, it's always, you want to know right now in the Southland, but what is the message to the team this week?
Yeah, there's a few things. You know, average people allow circumstances to dictate their attitude and effort. And, you know, we got a bunch of really great competitors on our team. And so we can't allow that to happen, that our record dictates how we approach each day. We definitely have issues that we have to correct and fix and, you know, identifying those things. And whether it's schematic or, you know, a particular play that we got to run differently or do different plays, you know, whatever those things may be, we got to address those. And then you're exactly right. We're getting ready to get into the meat of the conference schedule. And what a great opportunity that we have to go on the road this week, go 1-0, and put ourselves in better position in the conference race.
Coach, I know you got another gig set. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Big 870 WWL. Wish you the best of luck this coming weekend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you all. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. That was the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybacki. This segment is brought to you each and every week by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health care provider for Nicholls State Athletics.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.